I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Paul Halber. He's general manager at Riverside Marquette as part of our regular Riverside Thursday. And on the very foggy morning that we had, we started our conversation off about the importance of having good lights and using them. Here's more with Paul Halber.
Daytime running lights. Please remember, everybody out there, only puts lights on the front of the vehicle. Driving up here just from the dealership to the radio station, followed a car with I know the vehicle because it does have daytime running lights. Mm-hmm. Silver vehicle, no lights in the back. I was probably only 40 or 50 feet behind it before I noticed the vehicle was even there.
That's a good point. And then the other thing about it is there, you know, you see all these new lighting systems on vehicles and automated things, like you're saying, driving lights and that sort of thing. You need to know the systems and make sure that they're running properly.
A lot of folks have, a lot of vehicles have an automatic position on their light switch. That's great if it's dark enough. I don't know at this moment if it's dark enough to actually activate those lights. Mm-hmm. So it says it's automatic, but it has to be dark enough. There's a light sensor that's usually on the backside of a mirror mm-hmm. that activates those headlights.
Right,
well,
right.
Today, turn it to on. Just go to the on position until this fog burns off, because it's very dense and it creates a tough situation. It shortens your stopping distance and your reaction distance dramatically.
Right. And that's also, you know, a key thing is, you know, we've talked about things like we've seen this down in Texas recently with the heavy weather, you know, and that sort of thing. Again, talking about hydroplaning, people had that happening yesterday with the rain we had here. Absolutely. Good tires, all that basic stuff is so important, isn't it?
We talk a lot about it, and I it's one of those things that I just keep drilling on as all of the really cool safety features, the billions and billions of dollars that have gone into safety features, are of no benefit to you if you don't have good tires. You have less than 2 square feet of surface on the road in a typical vehicle, and those are the only thing that connect you to the road. So good tread. Yes, tires are getting expensive. As petroleum prices have gone up, the cost of rubber has gone up, but it's intensely worthwhile.
I mean, come on, what you know, when you look at that in terms of the cost of what it would be to have a serious accident or damage to the vehicle and all of that, you're best off making the investment in some good tires and good lighting and all of that.
Without a doubt. And we'd love to check that out at Riverside Marquette. Mm-hmm. Anytime we perform any service work, whether it's a tire rotation or an oil change, we also do a 72-point inspection, and we provide that back to our guest each time with a basically red light, yellow light, green light scenario. So when your tires are down below a certain level, we'll let you know. Not to push anybody into doing anything, but it's just awfully smart to do.
Communicate the point and make sure that they understand that. Let's talk a little bit about things at the lot. You've got, we are going into the summertime season, maybe the desires of the buying public shift a little bit from big trucks, four-wheel drives, and that sort of thing into maybe some sedans and sport models. What's the latest?
Well, the latest is pretty consistent in the UP because we always have to think about snow. Mm-hmm. Hopefully not for at least a couple of months, but knock on some wood here in the studio. But so small SUVs, the Rogue, the CRV, the RAV4 are always our top vehicles, and we have lots of them. If you've driven by our location in the Marquette Mall, we are loaded with them right now. Mm-hmm. And one of the great things about that is we've got some fantastic trades. If you don't want to go and get a $25,000 to $30,000 vehicle, we have a lineup of trades now, locally serviced, locally purchased, no accident, great cars that are available. Probably the best used car inventory we've had in the nearly 3 years that I've been here. For us, that's exciting because it allows us to say yes to more people call, and they're looking for that lower payment of a vehicle with 20, 30, 40,000 miles on it. Mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity for our sales professionals to say, you know what, I may not be able to do that on a new car, but we can do it on a nice pre-owned vehicle. We know the history. We can show you the service records, and we go through them no matter what. Even when we know the history of the vehicle, my service department goes through those vehicles soup to nuts to check them out and make sure that they're going to be a great car because it's going to be new to that next owner. We're in the Marquette Mall across from Bald Eagle Harley-Davidson and right on US 41. We have our website is riversidemarquette.com. Spell it right out. 228-4900. Gets you to us by phone, and we're there from 7:30 to 6 Monday through Friday, and from 9 to 3 on Saturdays, and always ready to to show you a vehicle, come in, do your research, find out what it is you think you like, and then come in and try it on. Take it for a drive.
That's Paul Halbert, General Manager of Riverside Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio, I'm Walt Lindelaw.